Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
How are we all? Ready to expect tonight? Are we coming with the full expectations? Yes? What a mighty God we serve, huh? Well, just to make sure that you guys are all alive, I'm going to make you do something you don't normally do at church. To the count of three, I want you all to shout out top of your lungs, Jesus, and don't let me down, at the count of three. You ready? One, two, three. Jesus! Not bad. One more time. One, two, three. Jesus! You're going to be doing that for the rest of your eternal life once this life is over, which could be any moment now. Let's be positive, though. I'll be positive. I'm not going anywhere for quite some time. I've got that already. But if the Lord decides otherwise, that's fine too, because it's up to Him. But yeah, we just got to get used to the fact that it's all about having fun, you know. And this is all about kingdom mentality, family mentality. We're all here for a good time, although a short time. We've got to make it a good time. And just blows me away whenever I think about my King and what an awesome God we serve. Amen. I mean, some of the things He does and continues to do in our lives, and we sometimes take it for granted. Amen. I think we should never take anything for granted He does for us, because we have to think back to the day that He gave us new life. And I'm sure that everyone here knows Jesus. If you don't, well, we'll pray for you later. Please come forward. Don't be shy. He's the best thing that ever happened to me, and I'm sure the rest of you guys too. Amen. Okay, well, very short message, because we're going to pray for people tonight, of course. So if you came with a need, God's going to move. Just come with full expectation and just let God work. Don't hold Him back. Don't come with anything short of just full expectation. So I was going to actually say to you guys that, yeah, I had it all in my mind what I was going to say and carry on from last time, but sometimes God comes along and says, no, you're not doing that this time, we're going to do something else. And that only happened this Thursday, that I had a bit of a derailment, if I can call it that. I believe this message is beneficial to the whole body of Christ. It's very short and sweet, but please do pay attention. Don't tune out. It's not just to an individual or a particular group or a particular church. It's just to the whole body of Christ. So please don't take offense. Don't take it the wrong way. Don't be down about it. Oh my goodness, what am I going to do? Have I done that sometime? We've all done it at some point, and you know what I mean in a second. Just make sure that you understand that we need to be walking day by day with God, looking to mature day by day. And that's all we've got to do, just mature and just keep in His word constantly, daily. In His word, not on Facebook, in His word, okay? Not social media, in His word. I can be a bit cheeky sometimes like that, but you guys will forgive me, won't you? You know I do it out of love, right? Okay? It's not a self-righteous thing, Simone, okay? My lovely wife sometimes says that I can be a little bit cheeky, but I do it out of love, because I like to stir people and encourage people. We need to be encouraging one another. I think God should always come first in our lives. Is there something wrong with that? No, Pat. Exactly. So tonight, what will I start with? I don't know about you guys, but I've really had enough of seeing like compromise and mediocrity in the church. I'm not saying this church, but just in general in the church, what we see is going on with people compromising the word of God and watering it down and just causing all sorts of havoc because it's what they think they should do versus what God says they should do. And we're getting a whole bunch of things in the community and all across the world suffering for it. The enemy is very, very, very for real. He's not playing games. He's not pulling any punches. And I think we need to know, we don't need to be fearing the enemy, obviously. He's beneath our feet. But the thing is that we need to know he's for real. And we need to play by, you know, God's rule. And that is to know the truth will set us free, and the truth will overcome anything the enemy throws at us. But if we don't know the truth, how can you defend yourself? That's the catch. You have to know the truth. And I want to pinpoint, let you know that, you know, it's important. Ignorance is definitely not bliss. Tonight I want to focus on sincerity versus hypocrisy. And it's a big bit of a hard word to say sometimes, hypocrisy. I'll say it again, because I know I've definitely played the hypocrite a few times in my life, quite a few times. We've all been guilty of it. And I'll be the first to admit it. But we need to eradicate it from our lives completely. There shouldn't be any falsehood or fakeness, if that's even a word, in our lives, anything at all. It should be real. What you see up here with me should be what you see when I'm out of church, what you see when I'm at home, although I can be cranky. We should be for real. We shouldn't come here with any masks or any kind of anything at all. It's got to be real. God wants us to be real. And I just want you to put up that verse, if you don't mind. The 1 John 4:20. Okay. So if someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that's God, that he who loves God must love his brother also. Although it's hard sometimes to love certain people, I get that. Some more difficult people that God puts in our path, I guess it's more like to work on our character. But that's okay, we've got to love people, even our enemies, the word says. During the week, somebody sent me a short video on Thursday, actually, and I really couldn't ignore it. I received it via Messenger. And for years, I've been trying, like when I first got saved, up to about maybe, say, 10 years ago. So 10 years, I've been trying to win people into the kingdom of God and debate them into the kingdom of God by telling them, you know, A, B, C, and D, this is the reasons why my God is better than your God, or why you should really... Why I'm better than you, you know, or whatever. This self-righteousness was in the picture there, and I think it was definitely very wrong, but we grow. Where in later years, I've noticed that God has just really shown me that we just need to take seriously what we read in the Bible and just aim to become what we read. So all of the things that Jesus taught about, all the things that he displayed, all the things that he showed us through his example, we've got to become that. This isn't a thing that we just read it and we say that that's good for you, Jesus, and that's good for that guy over there. He's the pastor, or, you know, we put all the expectations on Graham. It's not because he's a full-time minister, but we're all called to holiness, every one of us. Every one of us is called to holiness. We're going to face the true living God, the only one living God, the creator of all one day. We're going to be in his presence. We're going to have to give an account for every word, deed, thought. And that's what we've... definitely have to understand, that God is a consuming fire, although he's loving, he's amazing and all that sort of stuff. But there's this type of love that we need to get to, the sincerity versus the hypocrisy. I just want to watch this video really quick. It goes for 4 minutes. And just take it in. Don't take it personally. Just, it might not even have anything to do with people here, but some, you know, it might get something out of it. I get angry when I watch it because it just shows me just where we're at with some people in the world and how they represent God. But hey, again, just watch it, and I know you'll get something out of it. So please, if you could play that video for me.
Did you know that Gandhi almost became a Christian? In his autobiography, he noted that while he was a student at London, he read the Gospels and fell in love with the person of Jesus Christ. In fact, Gandhi was known for quoting extensively from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, which shaped his entire philosophy. At one point, a Christian missionary was able to meet Gandhi in person, And the missionary asked him, Mr. Gandhi, though you quote the words of Christ often, why does it appear that you so adamantly reject becoming his follower? Gandhi said, oh, I don't reject your Christ. I love your Christ. It is just that so many of you Christians are so unlike your Christ. You see, his rejection grew out of an experience he had in South Africa. After reading the Bible and the life of Jesus, he wanted to know more about Christ. So he decided to attend a church service. But when he reached the front door, a church elder asked, where do you think that you're going? There's no room for you in this church. Get out of here, or I'll have my assistants throw you down the steps. As disheartening as that story is, it speaks to the very danger of what religion on its own has the potential to become. Religion can be beautiful, or it can be a monster. It can feed the poor, or it can feed one's sense of self-righteousness. It can bring peace to one's life, or it can bring war where thousands of lives are lost. But where does the difference lie? How can people share the same beliefs and yet reach such different outcomes? The answer is simple. Love. No set of programs, rituals, customs, or traditions can ever replace the very nature of God himself. Without the love of Christ flowing out of us, we become nothing more than an empty shell of what we were meant to be. See, when we forget love, we bankrupt our own words, making them hollow and meaningless. The Bible says if you do not have love, then you've become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. In other words, you're just making noise. Even if what you're saying is true, no one is going to listen to you. Jesus demonstrated for us that true love is built on two pillars, grace and truth. But when you remove either one of them, then it doesn't work. Love is this beautiful dance between the two of them, with them both intertwining one with another. The truth is that Gandhi wanted and needed Jesus, but hatred and contempt were shown to him instead of grace. Thus, one of the pillars was removed, and the entire gospel message collapsed to him. Understand this, truth alone makes a person legalistic and self-righteous, where it becomes all about do's and don'ts, or thinking that you're more holy than others because of the way that you live. Conversely, grace alone becomes deception and moral compromise, where anything goes. You can make your own truth, and anyone who disagrees with you is being judgmental or hateful. But neither is sustainable. One without the other erodes the very nature of love. 1 Corinthians 13 says that love never fails, and that's because it's the model. It's the very blueprint that Jesus demonstrated. Remember the story about the woman caught in the act of adultery in the Bible? It says the religious leaders threw her on the ground before Jesus and were about to kill her because she'd broken the law. But Jesus turns them away and gets down on the ground with the woman. He looks at her and says, I don't condemn you either, but go and sin no more. And this is the perfect demonstration of grace and truth. It's love personified. It's humanity looking into the face of God, finding a father. Only in Jesus is there wholeness and newness of life. But without the truth to provoke life change and the Christ-like demonstration of grace, the church crumbles.
As hard as that is to watch, because that's the reality of what's happened around the world in many cases, there are many people doing the right thing, and that's amazing. LMC is doing a phenomenal job, many churches, many people, amazing. But the reality is that many people have misused the name of God, and although we can't undo the damage done, everyone in this room, you're here because you're wanting more, you're seeking, and you didn't come out here because you've got spare time on your hands, you came because you want more. So every one of you can be used. Every one of you. And I know that God's already using you guys. I know a lot of you are already walking in the fullness of Christ. I'm not just talking about miracles. I'm not just talking about, you know, doing, you know, prophesying or words of knowledge. I'm talking about even anything you can do for someone that you know is in need that will cost you something, but you'll do it anyway because that's what we need. We need to represent the King. It's a privilege to represent the King. Amen? We can't take that for granted. I mean, he didn't just save us because we just, you know, we're so worthy of it and we're going to keep it to ourselves. That's just selfishness. He saved us so that we can go and then tell others how amazing he is. And the motive behind everything that we do must be love. And that's what he said. Love never fails. But our motive must be pure and undefiled. We must love others and consider them better than ourselves. God is love. So we must show love to everyone, every person we encounter. I want to show you a short clip that I didn't even know was going to happen. But a very short time ago, I checked my WhatsApp, which I don't do very often after mentioning the whole spiel about social media. But I went on there for a quick second and I saw that my brother had actually sent me a video of what happened to him at the park, like maybe, what, 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago, bro? So who wants to see what happened at the park with Miguel? All right, let's just check it out then. If you don't mind, please putting that video on for us.
Great, mate. It's just so encouraging just to see it when this happens, man. Just talk me through what happened to you. Got injured, obviously.
But how
come you've taken the bandage off?
Because it feels really great. It feels good, yeah.
Yes, so you had pain going through that hand.
Yes, I did.
Show me the bandage. You had that wrapped around you. You're confident enough to take it. That's awesome, mate. Just show me the movement. That's awesome. And what's the pain like at the moment?
There's no pain at all.
There's no pain. Praise God, man. Like I said, man, I just wanted to stop you and just to bless you and just to praise God. And, you know, this is what Jesus did when he walked the earth. He just loved on people. And, you know, he said we can put the hands on the sick and heal them. And just in faith, we just step out and believe, mate. So thanks a lot for stopping and letting me talk to you, mate.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Mm-hmm. It takes courage to do that sort of thing, but what have we got to lose? Our reputation? What is it that's stopping us? That they might look at us funny, they might say no. Who cares? I mean, it's just not worth the fact that this guy, I'll tell you really quickly, I've seen this guy around a lot, and I've either been too busy driving past him or I just didn't want to do it. And God has used somebody else, my own brother, okay? He's used somebody else because people are in need. And this would have talked volumes to him. I mean, that's just what it comes down to. And like I mentioned to you, it doesn't have to be a miracle. You can talk to people. You can listen to people that are downtrodden. Sometimes they just want to hear that someone cares and they want to be heard. You might want to go out there and feed the poor. You might want to preach the gospel. I know that my good buddy Luke loves to preach the gospel. Reno loves to preach the gospel. We've got so many people in this house that God can use and will use and is already using. So we need every part of the body, amen? And we just need to be imitators of Christ. He showed compassion, and that's where miracles flow from, the compassion that we have for people. And I just want to touch on that word hypocrisy as well really quickly. What did God do with people that were hypocrites? How did he deal with them? Because I don't think God likes hypocrisy. In fact, God hates hypocrisy. We can be clear on that. What did he do to what did Jesus say to the Pharisees? What did he call the Pharisees? You brood of vipers. Yeah, there you go. You snakes is a short version. You brood of vipers. You're basically telling people to carry all of these heavy, heavy burdens, all of these heavy laws on their backs and everything else, but you're not willing to even help them. You can't carry it yourself. But what is this? That's the whole side of legalism and the law. And with a Good Samaritan story, who knows that one? You know, it's fine to say that we care for people, but would you be that person that if you saw someone down on the ground in pain, you know, or they were bleeding or whatever, what would you do? Would you be the Levite? Would you be the priest? Or would you be the Good Samaritan? I'd hope to God that we would all be the Good Samaritan. This is putting our words into practice, being doers of the word. And it really is funny with me, like as I see that I'm hopefully maturing in the years that I've known Christ, I know that, yeah, God says that, you know, you shall know them by their fruits. And it really is so true that we can all put like a face on sometimes. We can all act like it's all good. like we're really doing well, but reality is not always the case. We need to be true and real with one another. And if we're not doing well, just step up and tell somebody that, you know, you're not doing well, that you need help, that you need whatever you need. A listening ear, love, prayer. You know, I've noticed that with fruit, you know, when you squeeze a fruit, you hope that the actual ripe fruit comes out, right? So our true colours come out when we're truly tested in life, don't they? Our true colours can come out, yeah? So when you squeeze an orange, for example, what would you hope comes out? Yeah? What about apples? What would you hope comes out if you squeeze an apple? Apple juice, pretty straightforward. So what about us when we get squeezed? What comes out sometimes when people are watching us? Because, you know, when you say you're a Christian or people know, they find out you're a Christian, do you know what happens? You get put under the microscope. Or as Graham said today, that you get put in, you know, he's got this little magnifying glass where he just worked out on his phone. People put you under a microscope or a magnifying glass to check you out. You are being watched. People are watching you with hawk eyes because you say you're a Christian. You know why they're watching you? Because you have the only truth inside of you. That's why. They're not watching other religions. They're not watching other people. They're watching you because you've got the truth. And they want to find out whether you're the real deal. They want to find out whether you have what it takes to be this Christian that you claim to be. Or you're going to be a compromiser. Are you going to be someone that has one foot in the kingdom of God, one foot in the world? Are you going to be someone that says, I love Jesus, but I've got so much of the world inside of me, I don't even know seriously sometimes whether, you know, I belong to the world or to the kingdom of God. And that's not cool because they're looking at us. Where you could be having people at your job, at your school, at wherever you are, at the sports club or the shopping center. It doesn't matter. They'll know. If they find out, they'll be putting you under the magnifying glass. You can be sure of that. As I said previously, whenever I share with people about Jesus, many of them don't have a positive opinion of religion because of their past experiences, so they've got a really bad experience, and they'll just go and put everybody in the same bag. Have you noticed that? You tell them you're a Christian, they think all of a sudden you're this evil person because it's what the world throws at them. If you look at the media, what's the media doing? Is the media on our side? Is the world system belonging to us, or is it belonging to the enemy right now? Yeah, so if that's the case, it's already bad enough what's happening with what the enemy is doing. We just need to make sure that we represent Jesus well everywhere we go so that people can't say of us that we're hypocrites. Amen? Yeah, so you mentioned the word of God, and instantly many people will just put their guard up, and they'll put their guard up or run for the hills, right? And I've noticed it time and time again, but I'm okay with that, because I like cornering people. They can only run so far, okay? So what happened was, I'll just tell you a couple of very quick, funny scenarios. First of all, my sister bought me this top, in case you're wondering, for my latest birthday, and I just thought it was quite fitting. I didn't mean that. Basically, can you read that from here, from where you are? All right, so it's a really awesome conversation starter. So I was at the tennis club recently, and I was praying for a lady who was on the couch out because she just collapsed on the court. So I just did what was natural to me. I went up and prayed for her, although people were watching, unbelievers, thinking, what sort of fruitcake is this? But I prayed for her anyway, and I noticed an older man was standing by watching me, like, what's this guy doing? What's he saying? He's trying to hear what I was saying. And when I finished all that and the lady got up and she was all good, praise God, he asked me, what does your top say? And I go, Godfidence? And he goes, what? What does it say? Godfidence? And he goes, oh, are you religious, are you? And I go, what I told you last time, what I tell people, I go, no, actually, I'm not religious, but I love Jesus. And that started a massive conversation. This guy at the time was an atheist. And we had a good old conversation, and I actually sat there minimum half an hour just listening to this man and the struggles, the pain, all the issues that his dad put him through, the beatings. I heard the whole story. You know why? Because I explained to him that if you want to put me down, you want to whatever, you want to tell me that you only believe what evidence you see then that's fine. But I'm going to pray for you anyway. I know you've got a bad back, so sit down. And I prayed for him, and that was all good, and that was awesome. And we had a conversation after that, but it was mainly him talking. But I thought it would be good to listen. Sometimes good to listen to people, isn't it? Because we like to do a lot of talking. And I'm one of those people who like to do a lot of talking. But sometimes I have to do what James says there and just listen. We've got 2 years for a purpose, for a reason. We should be listening to people more. And this guy, now we're buddies, you know, and he's told me his address, so I'm going to go visit him. And I'm going to drop off a few brochures for him. And, you know, we're going to have an awesome time. And that's just basically the way we should do this, because that's just what God wants us to do. I was recently at a client's house. I don't normally go and see them, but I felt led to give them a free consultation. I brought Jesus along as well, of course. And we saw multiple healings. He goes with us everywhere we go. Isn't that awesome? Everywhere we go, God's already there with us. It's amazing. And these people they're in their 70s, and she's having her 70th birthday. And she was fed up with church, and she didn't want to go to church anymore, but the husband was going to church. And same scenario, that she's seen too much hypocrisy. So I sat down with her at least 1.5 hours, and I shared the gospel, the news of Jesus, what he represents, what he means, what he has done, what the true gospel is all about versus what religion can do, man-made religion, that is. And she was just blown away. You know, she was really blown away, and I got to pray for her. She had a big fat cyst behind her knee, and she had all her legs swollen up like this. It was messed up, and that's what the inflammation and the swelling went down instantly. She said to me, it's gone. And then I said to her, well, check out your cyst as well. And the cyst that was about this big disappeared, and she couldn't even find it. And her husband, who couldn't even touch his toes because all his life working in a factory messed up his back, he was able to bend forward, and all of a sudden he's got the full flexibility back, his back's restored. And now they've got something to think about, because the power and love of Jesus has been displayed to them. And that's what it comes down to. And the same with another couple that are getting married soon. They have been burnt, so they're no longer doing any church. One guy was involved in a cult. The actual groom was involved in the cult. Thank goodness he got out. And the bride was in a church, a Christian church, but she saw hypocrisy everywhere. So they both were just on their own. And I was able to share with them as well about the love of God and also pray for them. And we saw some phenomenal healings there. She was so depressed and down. When you see someone and you've got the Holy Spirit in you, you can tell what's in them, can't you? You can see that they're down. You can see that their countenance is just not what it should be. And I noticed that as soon as I walked into their home, I noticed that either she didn't like me or she was down about something. And I soon learned that she was down about the fact that her kids were in another country and she had to live in this country far from them and marry this man far from her kids. And she was concerned, and we prayed about that. And that whole problem was just lifted off her shoulders, and she was able to release it to God. And we're all starting, the three of us are just praying to God. It's amazing. Prayed for arthritis and other stuff as well. So I just want to say to you guys that, yeah, this is real, what's happening in the world today. We've got the answer, though. And praise God for the fact that, again, you guys are here and you want to obviously have more of God in your lives. And I just commend you for that. I just want to basically say that when people look at us, as I said before, they should be seeing Jesus. And that's what it comes down to, okay? And don't think that, you know, surely, you know, I've done too many things that are wrong, and I don't know, I just can't really be that person. You can be that person. You've got to stand up and say, God will use me. And he will. Just make sure that you're real about where you are, and he'll take care of the rest. So it's all about the love. We've got to be love, as Andy once said. You guys remember that one? I hope so. It was awesome. I think it was a couple of years back now, yeah? So we've got to be love everywhere we go, okay? So we're going to love people tonight, okay? Because that's what we do. And we want to make sure that you guys understand that, yeah, God is just waiting for us to step up and represent in the way that he wants us to. And Jesus is our model, no one else, not man, not anybody, but God Himself Almighty. So let's just pray for people tonight and see some amazing miracles. And if there's anything at all that you guys don't want to discuss, I prefer that, you know, you did come up and pray up here, but if you wanted to leave it for someone like a female to pray for you or whatever, that's fine too. But just quickly, can we have everybody that's had some form of ailment in their body stand up where you are? Don't hold back. Don't think about it too long. Just stand up. Anyone at all that's got something in their body that they want to leave behind, because God is an amazing God that will only work with those that have the faith, okay? So that's awesome, okay? So we've got quite a few people. And what we'll do is we'll call up a couple of people, right? And then if time allows, we'll get through them all. If not, then other people here know how to pray for the sick, don't you? Yes? You've seen enough videos by now and you've all stepped. I'm sure that you guys know how to do it. So, all right. So we'll just get somebody up, whoever's wanting to come up first. Any takers? I'll have a... Okay. Fabulous. How are you there? And what's your name?
Michelle.
What's the concern?
Migraines, shoulder, hip problems.
Migraines, shoulder, hip problem. Remember that one? Who had that last time? The last meeting we had here. Anybody? That's on. Two. So, Michelle? Mm. Yep. Do you want to explain again quickly what...
Well, I've got shoulders. I get headaches. They're not necessarily migraines, but it stems from shoulder.
Yep. You can sit back down for now, guys, if you want to. But make sure that you don't go home without being prayed for. All right, so... Migraines,
shoulder,
neck, hip. Now, when you listen to that, does that sound like a lot? And you go, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Help me, Lord. Where do I start? What do you think? You can be overwhelmed by it. I mean, that's the case with me, you know, sometimes. But that's when I'm operating in the carnal mind. Because you've got two options as a Christian. You've got your carnal mind and you've got the mind of Christ. And you... better get used to shutting down that carnal mind of yours and giving it the back seat permanently, because whatever the carnal mind tells you is a lie, and it's not even of God. It's straight back to the pit of hell where it belongs, telling you that you, who are you? You think you can pray for this person, they're going to get healed? So don't listen to that. Listen to what Jesus says, that with him all things are possible to those that believe. Amen? Why do I have two microphones right now? I don't know. I like to be heard. Anyway, forgive me, Lord. Seriously, I don't know. So let's pray right now, okay? So we're going to pray for lovely Michelle. Come forward. And what we do is we tell the people to make sure that they don't do anything other than just relax and receive. They don't need to be doing anything. This is their moment to just receive. Yeah? So receive. Don't pray in tongues. Don't do any cartwheels. Don't do anything. Okay, Michelle? Cool. Awesome. So we're going to just go really short and sweet, but to the point. So I thank you, Father. I always thank God for the amazing people he puts in front of us. We should always thank God. It doesn't make it any better, but I'd just like to thank God. Thank you, Lord. So we take full authority right now in Jesus' name over Michelle's body, and we command these migraines to go right now in Jesus' name. We curse you. Do not return in Jesus' name right now. And we speak to her shoulder right now in Jesus' name. We command her shoulder, her right shoulder, to be fully aligned, fully healed in Jesus' name right now. Both shoulders aligned. Brand new rotator cuff in the name of Jesus. Be healed. All pain, I curse you, out with you now. What else, Michelle? And which one? This one? Okay. So put your hand on it, please. In Jesus' name, be healed. Every bone, tendon, ligament, nerve, be restored right now in Jesus' name. Brand new hip right now. No pain to return to this body in the name of Jesus. We cast you out right now. You can wait there for a few seconds. The Holy Spirit can do whatever he wants to do. So we just ask you now, Michelle. I didn't ask you this before, but did you have any pain before?
Yep.
And how are you going now? Have a bit of a wonder.
Okay.
Just let these people know, what are you feeling now?
I'm feeling okay. I mean, sort of a bit of tension in my neck, but...
Well, what was the comparison to before and after?
It feels better.
Sorry?
It feels better.
Okay, but we want 100% because, like I told you before, we're greedy. We want 100% because we don't want it to be walking with just better. So what area? Point to it. So your neck is still a bit... Yeah? So we just command that neck to be loosened right now in Jesus' name. And this whole body to be healed from head to toe right now in Jesus' name. No pain. Thank you, Jesus. Be healed. So do you want to just have a quick walk and see how you go? Test it out?
Yeah?
Okay, praise God. Okay.